Exclusive, Donald Trump Jr. on September 11. Everyone had a sense of unity, but it has since disappeared. By Hannah Blow on September 11, 2021. Donald Trump Jr. spoke to SiriusXM's Breitbart News Saturday on the 20th anniversary of 9/11 and recalled the sense of unity Americans had after the tragedy, something he says has now disappeared. The eldest Trump son, reflecting on that tragic day, said he was in Colorado at the time after graduating college and business school the year before, taking a year off and living out west in the mountains. He recalled getting into the car and hearing the news and explained that the moment effectively ended his time abroad in the West. "I got in the car, you know, 2 days later drove home to New York," he said. "And for the first time not seeing those towers, that was a pretty somber time. But what was interesting about it, sort of, what seems to be missing, again was the sense of unity that everyone had after that period of time," Trump Jr. observed. "I mean New York, a place that's known to sort of be, you know, aggressive, rough, harsh place, you know, people don't have the courtesy that they may elsewhere and, you know, that didn't exist then," he recalled. "I mean, people got together. It didn't matter if you were Republican or Democrat, black, white, none of those things mattered. You were just an American. You had a pride in country that has sort of disappeared," he noted. "And, you know, I'd love to be able to get back to that sort of sense of unity that we all had. Obviously, without the tragedy associated therewith. Listen." Breitbart Middle. Donald Trump Jr., September 11, 2001. Pivoting to the botched withdrawal in Afghanistan, Trump Jr. railed against the policies of the left, which resulted in 13 dead service members, stranded Americans, and billions of dollars worth of equipment left to the Taliban. "This level of incompetence is insane," he observed, railing against the Biden administration's America Last policy agenda. "I mean, they gave up all their negotiating leverage before they got and took care of the American citizens. They rescued 100,000 Afghanis, some of whom are on ISIS watch lists, some of whom are convicted rapists, before they took care of Americans," he said. "I mean, these are the policies of the Democrats. These are really how these sort of Democrat, communist, globalists, whatever you want to call them, that's how they think. They couldn't care less about the Americans that are there," he said. "And that is sort of sad because that sense of pride after 9/11 and 20 years ago about being an American is totally missing from the Democrat mindset," he added.